Tom is the first man on call for any taped historical interview. The interviewee is Major James L. Lumsden, 079397 USMC. Pilot and flight officer attached to HAMS 11, MAG 11, Da Nang Air Base, Republic of Vietnam. The interviewer is Corporal Norman R. Carlson, 218-5474 USMC. This interview takes place at Da Nang Air Base, Republic of Vietnam on 8 March 1968. The subject of this interview is support given to Op Plan 3-68, occurring on 24 February 1968. This interview is classified secret until downgraded by higher authority.
Okay, I was the pilot in command of Bucktooth, or Elks Club 4-4 on 24 February. I scheduled a TACA mission in the Quezon area. The plan was to initiate Op Plan 3-68, the resupply of Hill 881 South. We had been briefed the night before, myself and the commanding officer, Colonel Blair, on the plan and what everybody had planned to do in support of this operation to hopefully get the resupply helicopters, the CH-46s, in and out without any serious fire incidents. The backseat pilot with me was Major Roger D. Walters, and after a normal briefing, we launched at 1305 on the 24th of February and arrived in the Quezon area at approximately 1325. The weather at that time upon our arrival was at the least highly marginal, and in my opinion at that time the weather was not sufficient to run the exercise. We remained in the area until approximately 1405, at which time we rendezvoused with the tanker and refueled south of Quezon at 20,000 feet. Refueling took approximately 10 minutes and we arrived back in the target area in Quezon at about 1430. We took another look at the weather, and of primary concern to me was the fact that the overcast was hanging low over 881 North, which in the briefing the night before had been pointed out was held by the enemy forces, and one of our major plans was to hit 881 North with some bombs delivered by 84 aircraft to hopefully deter the enemy's mortar capability while the helicopters were going into the landing zone. The overcast at the time I arrived back from refueling over 881 North was approximately 50 feet. However, down in the 881 South and 861 area, the cloud layer was breaking to a scattered layer. We looked at it quite closely, and after discussing it amongst ourselves, Major Walters and myself, we decided that we'd go ahead and initiate the exercise with the hopes that the overcast would remain over 881 North, and being as low as it was, hopefully it would again deter the enemy by the virtue of the fact that they couldn't see what was going on down to the south of the hill they held. At 1435, I initiated Operation Sierra Sierra, the code word for Op Plan 3-68, and set HR at 1550. Carstairs 2 passed this to the desk at Da Nang Joyride, and at that time, we again went back up to the tanker to refuel to make sure we had a full load of fuel. We arrived back in the Quezon area then at approximately 15:15. At 15:25, the first flight of 84s checked in, held on flight 142, and by 15:48, all 14 of the scheduled 84s had checked in. The first transport helicopter did not check in until 15:46, and this was later determined that the reason they were late was a communications breakdown between Da Nang and Dong Ha. HR at that time, of course, had to be postponed, and I delayed it indefinitely and held all 14 A4s overhead of the target area, briefed them again on their targets, although they had all been pre-briefed, and then they simply waited until the helicopters arrived. I checked with Hellborn 142, who was the first one on station to check his fuel state, and at 15:55 he told me that he had at the maximum another 15 minutes. At 16:02 I set HR with the A4s becoming rather low on fuel. HR was 16:15. The Hellborn flight 142 was in position, and at 16:04 I called him in to lay his CS. It was a flight of two in the canyon and valley to the southwest of Hill 881 South. After a short after they made their run or commenced their run, I cleared in Hellborn flight 147 and 148, who were carrying napalm and Snake Eye 250 pounders, to work over the ridge line between Hela 881 and Hela 861. There were several canyons and gullies on the south of that ridge line with vegetation in it which concealed the enemy and which previously the helicopters had taken fire from. After the Hellborn flights 147 and 148 had made their two runs, I then called in Hellborn flight 144 and 145, who were carrying Zulu and 2.75 rockets to make one pass each on the canyon and ridge line to the southwest of Hell 881. 2 minutes before HR, I called the helicopters to start into the ULZ and at the same time called in Hellborn flight 143, who was carrying smoke and the lower smoke screen in this canyon to the southwest of Hell 881. Once the A4s were clear of the canyon, the smoke A4s, I called back in Hellborn flight 147 and 148 with their rockets to continue to work over this canyon to the south, and also called in Hellborn flight 146 carrying 250 pounders to join them and continue to hit the area to the southwest of the LZ. The helicopters started in with their escorts, four Huey gunships who were to provide close-in support and fire suppression while the 46s were going into the LZ. The first 46 arrived at the LZ on HR at 16:15, and although only seven had started in, the eighth one arrived on station as they started in and was able to join the flight. The helicopters approach, everything was normal. However, the fourth one in did receive some fire from the northwest. This was one area that we did not prep, and as a result of this, it was our recommendation and termination of the exercise to the wing that this area would be prepped prior to sending another resupply mission into Hell 881. Other than the one fire incident, which the 46 did take a hit in one of his engines and had to shut that down, however, did make it out and back to Tucson with no further incidents, there were no fire incidents reported by the helicopters or the A4s. The CS seemed to hang down in the valley very well and looked quite effective, as did the smoke. However, the smoke was a little bit up on the ridge line, and it did drift off and start to dissipate before we would terminate the exercise. From the time the first helicopter started in until the last one was off target was just short of 3 minutes, which we thought at that time was fairly good timing. All the resupply was delivered on the target there, the Hell 881, and as I said, never further fire incidents were encountered. Once the A4s had completed their mission, they were cleared out of the area to return to Chulai. There was a tank ground station available for those that did need fuel. The helicopters, with the exception of the one that did take a hit, returned to Dong Ha. And upon the termination, or completion rather, of the exercise, Major Walters and I returned to Da Nang. The only recommendations we had, as I said earlier, were the prepping of the zone to the north and northwest of Hell 881. The low overcast over 881 north seemed to deter the enemy from reacting from that area, and that there were no mortar rounds or incoming received by Hell 881 during the period of resupply. We did, however, recommend that the northern and northwestern area from 881 south be prepped utilizing both rockets and 250-pound bombs. The gullies between Hell 881 and 861, we recommended that they use primarily napalm on that rather than the 250-pounders. The napalm seemed to be more effective, whereas the 250-pounders, although they were effective, we didn't feel that it did the job that the napalm did. The napalm delivered in that area between Hell 881 and 861 also provided some screening action in that there were several fires started and the smoke was quite heavy to that area. The predominant wind during the time we ran the exercise was out of a 060 heading, which took the CS and the smoke to the southwest and away from the landing zone, and therefore didn't interfere with that any. The fire started between Hell 881 and 861. Again, the smoke there drifted to the southwest and stayed away from the landing zone itself. It was felt, however, that on any subsequent attempt to resupply the same hill, should 881 be in the open, of course, that the Hellborn Flight 146, the one carrying the 250-pound slips, operate exclusively on that, and hopefully keep the heads down up there to preclude the enemy's use of mortars in the Elzo itself.